T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now,
be curious, not judgmental.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
May not even be safe, probably not for your workers even.
Streaming on WEEI.com and everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Can't you let sleeping zombie viruses lie? I mean, why? What about the norovirus? Can that thing go away first?
Yeah, or RSV.
They're right.
Yeah, but then, Greg,
What about the super gonorrhea? How about I don't think
there's anything you can do about that.
This is
the Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up, G-Man? How you doing?
We're happy to have the Hill Man.
I love the show, by the way. It's great.
Starring Greg Hill.
I see within the next 10 minutes, you're going to get a severe headache. Oh, that's because somebody is hitting you in the head with a frying pan.
No.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
They jell of us else.
Wiggy.
Well, Courtney, I'm with you because I didn't believe in mediums until I had a medium, you know, do his thing on me.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
I mean, Courtney, I'm not really sure I understand that.
Courtney Cox.
What name? Sandro. I'm gonna have to talk to him. I'm gonna have to see.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
David Ortiz.
Curtis.
I listen to a show every day, and I hope no one else does.
And Shime. Now,
but we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You masshole!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about. On Boston Sports Original.
Cheers. Crushing beers. Watching the past.
WEEI.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill!
Show.
Greg Hill!
Show.
Greg Hill!
Show.
All right.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Morning, Curtis and Courtney and I, the most technologically challenged people in the room, are trying to fix things in this place.
I was trying to look at something, and then I look up, and then just everybody's gone. It's just Wiggy in the studio.
I'm hired.
Two Boston College graduates and one dropout to turn on a switch to turn the computer on.
There's so many buttons. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
No, it's on.
Mine's not.
Yeah, no, we did it. So I don't know what goes on around here at night, and I probably don't want to know, but somebody during the night insists on shutting everything down as if they're powering down a nuclear reactor or something like that. You can leave everything on.
Bills are high.
That is true.
It has nothing to do with conserving energy or protecting the environment, I'm sure. And so when we get here, we have to turn every single piece of equipment back on again. And oftentimes, Curtis and I, and maybe even Courtney, are not aware of where the controls are for every single computer, monitor, or call screener or device. But it looks like we fixed everything. Nice job, Chris Curtis.
Good job, Curtis.
What is it that there's nothing the guy can't do, Sean?
It's impressive.
It's like a handyman.
Tell you what's impressive. Your U.S. men's soccer team yesterday. That's impressive, Shime.
Iran.
You're damn right, Greg.
Yeah. may have been the first, and I don't want to say last, but may have been the first entire World Cup soccer match that I have watched in my 56 years, Sean.
Wow. You're not going to watch Saturday? That one's going to be intense, too.
I think I probably will watch Saturday.
All right.
So that they have moved on. The U.S. men's team moves on to the knockout round. Is that
sure
what that's
do. Yes. That is correct. Right. And they draw the Netherlands on Saturday, 10 a.m. start time.
So you'd rather watch U.S. men's soccer rather than college football championship bowl week.
Well, Wiggy, it's
you can
10
watch all of them.
So I don't need to watch.
I gotta sleep.
I don't need to watch a bunch of frat bros try to get their sign on before the games actually start on Saturday morning.
We're having a live watch party on the Ken and Curtis show. So Saturday morning, I'm going to be playing a vuvuzela, and we're going to be doing the wave.
Is that code? You on the vuvuzela?
No, I just was under your desk.
I'm going to watch a bunch of men running around grabbing their ankles when they get touched.
I mean, I don't know. That was a pretty legit injury. The dude ended up in the hospital yesterday.
Pelvic contusion.
Yeah, he's going to be okay, though.
Well, look, first of all, it's not a pelvic contusion.
Yeah.
He took the goaltender's head straight on in the nuts. That's what happened yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that was.
But there's probably some bruising in the area, I would guess.
So.
If he had to go to the hospital. But he's okay, right?
Swollen jewels.
He says he's going to play on Saturday.
Yeah. Yep. Ethan has the Snapchat that he sent out.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yeah. Said, I'll be good on Saturday.
Be good and ready to go.
From the hospital bed.
Right. We can delay the playing of that right now.
The what? I had it in trending. We got to jump ahead, you know?
Oh, no, so do they have to win then? Like this whole soccer failing that everybody's getting around here.
What's your issue? You're upset that people, and let me guess, people being interested in their team that represents their country in a sport that you don't like is an issue for you.
I think it's more fraudulence that nobody pays attention until this.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, that's okay.
Everybody takes out their kits from their closet and, you know, are wearing little, what do they call them, scarves.
Yeah, I'm really sad
I forgot my scarf.
I would say all these soccer hoddles, name me three players on the team.
On the U.S. team?
Yeah.
Matt Turner.
Yeah, Christian Pulisic.
Matt Turner, Walker Zimmerman, Christian Pulisic.
You said that you watch it.
Yeah.
I'm talking about all these people now who all of a sudden are into soccer. Like, oh, man, Tyler Twellman is great.
Taylor Twellman.
Wiggy, I think my issue is with the media. I think the fan base, people here, I'm all for people loving America. If this gets people some patriotism, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's the media people that are like, really spirited effort by the midfielders today. I really thought they played with vim and vigor. It's like, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. You've never said spirited in your life, but you heard it when you played soccer, so you're repeating it now.
Yeah.
Like, it's the least, it doesn't require any announcer, in my view. Definitely not a color commentator. Just let the game play. We know what's happening. They're kicking a ball in this direction, then they're going in that direction. I don't need to hear 500 words from a guy every time there's a header.
Yeah, but I will say that the DM that Volin got from the defender on the Iran team was very interesting. I don't know if you saw that DM or not that he shared last night, Curtis.
What happened?
No, you're right. I mean, I don't know what the issue is with getting excited about a sport that you don't often
watch.
It's
fraudulence to me.
It's not fraudulence.
Yes, because as soon as, I don't know when the World Cup is over, like what, let's call it December 15th. As soon as it's over, no one is even going to turn on an MLS game or any soccer, all these fans that are now all of a sudden. And it's, where are they when it's, I don't know, the USA basketball, USA baseball tournaments that they have. Okay, how come they don't come out for that?
Okay, but it was 2:00 yesterday. Like, I, what else am I going to watch?
Did you go to a bar to watch it, or did you watch at home?
No, I watched at home.
Because many people are making this, you know, an event where
that's fine, too, but if the timing
works. Can you even see the soccer ball on your TV?
Aren't there a lot of good documentaries out?
Yes, I've watched every documentary
Casey Anthony, it's out now.
I did not see Casey Anthony. Did you watch that last night?
I watched the first episode.
How was it?
It is dark. And,
really?
And you almost, because it was so long ago, mm-hmm. you forget everything that she lied about leading up to her big arrest. It is, the fact that she got off, it's nuts to me.
Isn't it her story, though?
She's telling it.
Right.
But she's basically saying, I'm a pathological liar, but I didn't kill my daughter.
She basically admits that she's a pathological liar.
Yeah, she's like, I don't lie anymore. I'm truthful to a fault now, but back then I lied about everything.
What are you supposed to do when a pathological liar tells you they're a pathological liar?
Believe them.
Yeah. Is there a medium in it?
No medium.
I reached out to her. I found her email on her YouTube page, and I emailed Donna Serafina to see if she'd like to come on the show.
Okay.
She hasn't responded yet.
No, but she told me in my sleep that she'll do it on Tuesday.
Oh, I'll flip.
All right. Well, welcome to your show. Lots to talk about that does not involve the World Cup today, including your streaking Boston Bruins. I don't want to bring this up because it's a potential jinx situation, but I'll bring it up anyway. How many games could they theoretically win at home?
They're never going to lose again.
You set a new record in the NHL.
Mm-hmm.
How many games? It's extraordinary what this team is doing. I get it. It's regular season. I hate talking about it because I feel like eventually some horrible thing is going to happen to them.
What could happen? This is a fluke, right? They're just showing that they're a good hockey team.
They are showing. I know. At what point have they? That's a great question. At what point have they shown you that they are arguably the best team in the NHL? Is it already this point right now?
I think it's the road ahead that's coming up right now, because if you look at what they've got, so they just beat Tampa. Now we've got Colorado at home, then Vegas at home.
Yeah,
right.
Okay. But even if they
stumble a little bit through that, is that all instantly going to make you go, oh, this team's no longer a good hockey team? I think the way that they've been playing consistently, even if they get to a point where they have, you know, 3-4 game losing streak, you're still going to look at this team and go, they're a good hockey team because they have goaltending. They've shown that they can score from everywhere. So I don't see this team like, you know, kind of hitting a lull and all of a sudden people jumping off the bandwagon.
Swayman was awesome last night, too. Yeah. So it's not just Linus anymore.
I know.
I'm going to piss off Wiggy because I've got a Bruins lead.
I haven't
been talking Bruins all year. So.
Okay. Well, we know you're the hockey guy.
I am. The pucks on net has been the key. I would also say that the announcer last night may have been on something.
Oh, God.
Curtis, I had the same thought. Are we supposed to? Should we check with medical officials first to see if there's some sort of a reason or something?
He just sucks. Like I know it's not nice, but like I am the last person to say if you're doing something, you should be fired. As we all know, I was boozed up every day for 5 years on this radio station. It's nothing I'm proud of. It's something I did. I'm happy to be where I am now. But this team is great. The fans, as I've said a million times, Bruins fans are the best fans in Boston of the local teams. They are diehard. It's handed down through generations. They're good and honest. They can rip their own team. They can call out players on their own team, unlike some other fan bases in this market. They deserve better than Jack Edwards. He is a caricature. Dale Arnold, let me make this very clear. Dale Arnold should be doing play-by-play of the Bruins. He is the best hockey voice in this market in my entire life. He was born to do it, and he is a million times better than Jack Edwards.
Dale here.
I would agree with you, and I think because people were laughing about the pizza thing, you know, he looks like he's had too many pizzas, making fun of somebody's weight, Maroon's weight. I just think if this were a female sport, nobody would be doing it. I don't think we should be doing it at a male sport either.
Doing what?
Making fun of someone's weight.
Oh, stop it. Isn't the purpose of the color commentary and play-by-play guy for the local team to be,
a homer.
Like, I love Tommy Heinsohn, and I love the way he called games. I love the fact that he always crapped on the officials, and, you know, it was Greg Steensma, and he's talking about he hadn't seen timing like that since Bill Russell. Like, even though it was, like, off the wall, I love the fact, that's what I expected. Zoe does the same thing.
Yeah, I like a homer.
Patriot. Right, so what's the problem with Jack?
Because he sometimes crosses a line.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Do you sit there and honestly think that while you're watching the game?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that's different.
Right. Well, Curtis, you're going to address that during your lead.
Yeah, I have audio of Fat Pat.
I'm going back and forth between two leads, but one has me enraged. One is really bothering me. Because of what these people did, these neighbors did to a woman that's in the news. Have you seen it? I think it's from Bill Ricca.
Yeah.
Should I do that as my lead?
I think you should.
It's infuriating. It's the busybodies that feel like they need to interfere in the lives of everybody else, and it's I'm upset to the 10th degree on it this morning.
At least it's not a food lead.
Right, exactly. All right. Well, we will get to today's leads coming up in just about 10 minutes or so at 6:25. And then they said it on today's show at 7:20, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will discuss which NFL superstar is apparently a conspiracy theory nut job during They Said It at 7:20 on today's show.
Has anybody been more revealed to be a bigger dink than Aaron Rodgers?
Well, that was a tease, Curtis.
I know. We don't know what he said.
Oh, was you going with him? I thought you were going with the other nut job.
Wait, which one?
The one that I don't know if this is part of it, but the other one, let's just say he had a bunch of sacks when he played in the NFL. And he was on a podcast.
Oh, I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
That's a tease that nobody knows.
I know. Added to They Said It.
Yeah.
Well, he was Bussing with the Boys. That's okay. All I'll say.
All right. News with Courtney coming up at 7:30 this morning. And there is some concern over how one celebity ex-wife will make ends meet after the child support payment that she was granted in court yesterday. We'll discuss that in the rest of the news at 7:30 today. And Matt Light, former New England Patriot Matt Light, will join us at 8:20 on today's show. All right. I think I covered everything. Mm-hmm. Let's get to Courtney and to what is trending first thing this morning.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Yeah, the Bruins 3-1 your final over the Lightning. Taylor Hall had 2 goals in the win, bringing him to 38 goals, 90 points in his 119 games with the Bees. Here's what he had to say about his production after the game.
It's nice to see a couple go in. Felt like I had good legs the last few games and had some chances, especially against Carolina. So, like I said, it's nice to contribute. Nice to score at home, and it's been a while since I've had a multi-goal game, so those are always fun, and just a good win against a good hockey team.
And I feel like we keep saying this, but it's great that it's the production of the team is coming from all different points. And I think Taylor Hall, when he got brought here, some people were like, meh, I don't know. Taylor Hall, he used to be great. Now he's kind of meh. I think he's great again.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if he could play well, he's now arguably he's playing on your third line. So and if you already know you're getting contributions from your first and second line, and if you get Taylor Hall and Charlie Coyle playing well on the third line.
Courtney's talking about scoring from everywhere. I mean, Nick Foligno already has the same amount of points he had all of last season.
Yeah.
And we're only 23 games in? This is insanity.
Yep. Jeremy Swayman, like Shimes said, was in net for this one. He had 27 saves on the night. This team, a wagon, 19-3 on the season. They're 13-0 at home. But Ken mentioned this to us in our group text. If you add the last 7 home games of last season, all wins, that number bumps up to 20 at home. They're now off till Saturday. The Celtics, they take the court tonight, welcoming the Heat to the TD Garden. Tip at 7:30. Jaylen Brown listed as questionable with that neck stiffness. That neck stiffness kept him out of the last game. And we already covered the World Cup, so we will just end trending there. Christian Pulisic gets the win. He said after the game, Ethan, you can pull up the Snapchat now, that he will be good to go. He sent us a snap from his hospital bed.
Okay.
So there he is.
All right.
He looks good.
You can see him on Twitch. You can watch the show on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And there he is in the hospital looking good.
Yep.
Looking ready to go.
So he said he will be good to go Saturday. That's when they take on the Netherlands at 10 a.m.
How about the Iranians? Anybody do a wellness check on them or their families?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they'd want to leave the country ASAP.
What? So what happens to them? Do they get to stay on the team, or are they immediately shipped off to some sort of a prison or something?
I thought it was death by stoning.
Oh.
Isn't that what they said? If they don't win, they're all dead?
I mean, people were joking about
this. No, I don't think CIA operatives have speculated and theorized that their families may already be in danger.
Right. I thought it was for real.
So wait a second. Every player on that team is going to be stoned to death?
All right, that's what I thought. I thought that was for real. I mean, that's talk about playing on the edge.
Yeah.
And people were saying because they sang their national anthem that this they were trying to help themselves because they didn't sing it when they played in their last one. Mm. So,
I mean, we've seen this before in soccer with other, you know, players that don't play well in other countries and end up dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's a case. Like, there have been individuals that were shot by a fan or something like that, like an angry fan. I don't think there's never been a country that is that's on record as killing their World Cup soccer team, Wiggy.
I mean, I thought that was these were the reports coming out of Qatar.
There are reports. There are reports right. coming out, like ex-CIA agents saying that the families were all threatened to go to jail or die if they didn't sing the anthem.
It ain't like that one team where they gave them all Rolls Royces.
Remember this the next time people say we're like these places, okay? Right. It's pretty good here.
All right, Courtney, thank you.
You're welcome.
Curtis, good morning.
Oh, hi, Greg. The weather in that studio was lovely underneath your desk earlier. 42 degrees outside in Boston, an afternoon high approaching 60.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Way to go, Sean. If Judas Priest doesn't wake you up, nothing will on a Thursday, Junior. And we got a lot to do on the show today. Thank you for being here. We will get to They Said It coming up at 7:20. And some interesting things said in sports yesterday with regard to one NFL superstar who is apparently some kind of conspiracy theory nut job. Mm. Can you still use the term nut job, Curtis? Is that okay? Or does that, there may be people who are triggered who have a nut allergy if I say that.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the mental health crisis. And no, as someone who has every known mental health issue, I'll say it's okay.
Okay, good. That's They Said It. Also, Tiger Woods saying some interesting things yesterday with regard to the LIV tour. So we'll get to all of that. What's the matter?
Nothing.
What? You're going to do that during your leave?
I was.
You were?
Yes.
Oh.
I just have a...
I mean, you can. I sent it out yesterday in the group chat as They Said It. Maybe I didn't say They Said It in the group chat, but you could do that as your lead. Would you like to do that?
I would. I have some things to say
okay.
about it.
All right. Well, we won't have that in They Said
well,
It.
Well, you have to find another They Said It.
I mean, you know what they call that? That is an embarrassment of riches when it comes to content. When you have, there's just too much content floating
Never
around.
Too much content.
Take right. your time, Gresh. We'll stay on till noon.
Yeah. Okay. I can find a new lead.
No. You have important things to do, like following the arrival of the royal family today.
That is coming today.
We don't want you to be bothered when it comes to paying close attention to where Prince, whatever he is. Which one is it? Is it William, Charles?
William and Kate.
You figure out where they're staying?
Okay. I have not figured that out yet, but I'm sure as soon as they land, it'll be easy.
Is it going to be live on Channel 4, 5, 7, and 25 when
For
they
sure.
land?
Okay. Oh, yeah, All definitely. Right.
They landing, what did they take, Spirit? How are they getting over here?
How's Channel 7 doing the alliteration today? That's what I want to know.
No Spirit flies across the pond.
I don't think they fly commercial, but maybe they do. I don't know. Who am I to judge?
They certainly do not.
They sometimes do.
Huh?
When Queen Elizabeth died, Kate and the kids were seen getting off of a commercial flight.
No, they weren't.
Yes,
no.
They were. Yeah, they
really?
Were. Yep. And they don't fly together. None of them can fly together case one of the planes crashes.
There's 57 people in the royal family. Why do they have to worry about it if a plane going down? Like, I mean, there's always somebody else.
It's one of the rules.
Like, the 8th Windsor can step into the... I mean, how difficult is it to step in the role as king? Like, what do you have
to do? Well, that's... I mean, if there's not really a lot of responsibilities nowadays
there's
as
not.
King...
There's not. Yeah. It's all ornamental.
It's like a figurehead.
Right. It's kind of like Ken Laird. Like, there's no actual real responsibilities involved.
Just walk just around and say hello.
Ken?
Listen, I can't say anything bad about Ken. We have the Twitchmas tree in the studio ready for tomorrow. So on tomorrow's show, 12 days of Twitchmas begin. And this is for you Twitch people. I love you people. We have a love-hate relationship, but most of it is love on my part. I don't know about you people. They sometimes are very picky in the Twitch chat. They get bothered by things I do. Mm. So they're bothered by me singing along with the rejoin songs. And they're wondering whether I am mouthing the actual song or singing along loudly with the microphone off.
Right.
I will never reveal what's actually going on.
They get mad sometimes if I talk like this because they say I'm showing off my ring.
I
will take it off.
Well,
would you like it?
How can you not show that ring off? That thing is gigantic.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Anyway.
Sandro.
12 days of Twitch. Can you see if you go? Oh, you can
see. Finally, they're doing something for us.
You can see the Twitchmas tree behind Courtney.
Mm-hmm.
But we should probably position it in a little bit of a different area.
Right. Get some lights on it, too.
Yeah, some lights would be nice. I think it's a good area for it.
Oh, yeah. I want to thank Carolyn, too, also, mm-hmm. our marketing guru. Who got the tree and got all the 12 days of Twitchman's presents together and everything. So there's some good stuff in there. There's some throwback stuff from the old station in there, too.
Mm.
But you're right. We probably do need lights. Yeah. Do you like just the white lights, or are you a colored lights person?
I think you're either or.
Yeah, either one.
Wiggy hates white lights.
No, I don't mind lights.
No, I was going to say, I don't know anybody who's either or.
Mm-hmm. I am.
Mean, so you go with both. I think the colored lights, they were good in the 70s or what have you, but...
There is nothing more relaxing than white lights on a Christmas tree when you're trying to take a nap or something.
Yeah.
It's the perfect lighting. It's the perfect hue. When you do colored, it's all crazy and wacky.
Now, that's what makes Christmas fun.
For some, yeah.
In the Twitch chat, somebody is suggesting that we move Courtney's seat to where the tree is and then position the tree in front of her.
Yeah, that sounds nice. Like the Twitchers.
That's not nice.
Yeah, it's okay.
No,
it'll make me feel more comfortable because girls never talk to me in real life.
Hey, listen, they used to really, you know, bring me down.
Yeah,
now
they bring you up.
Yeah,
they love you.
I know it's love. Yeah. I've met too many of them in real life that then apologize.
They're very nice in real life.
They really are.
The Twitch people are very nice in real life. They get behind that keyboard, and some of them, they turn into absolute savages.
I know I once told you to go kill yourself. That was said in jest.
It's their way of kind of venting, right?
How many people
can vent at somebody in person? So you can't really do that. You wait till you get behind the keyboard. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. They have the right to vent.
Yeah. Sexual tension sometimes, you know?
Could be that.
That's a lot of pent-up tension.
Don't let it bother you, Courtney.
Oh, I don't let it bother me anymore. I live by Wiggy, and Wiggy doesn't let anything bother him.
Nope, because remember, for every tails on a coin, there's always a heads.
Mm. On the Subaru...
Preach. Put that on my headstone.
On the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937, you can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Texter is confirming that Fox 25 News said that the royal couple... are arriving on a commercial flight this morning at Logan Airport. So they do fly commercial.
I told you.
Yeah.
And the thing I would say real quick about colored lights, that's what the American people want, because if you look at the Christmas trees that are lit up all throughout the country, especially the one in Rockefeller Center.
Colored lights?
It's always colored lights. You never see all white lights.
I disagree with you. I think at one point...
Mm-hmm.
Certainly when I was a child back in the 30s, the colored lights were the go-to. But now I think mostly everybody does just the tiny little white lights.
So it depends. It depends on the ornaments, and it depends on if you're going tinsel, no tinsel. Like, I think all of these things matter.
Well, so if you have tinsel, you can't have colored lights?
No. Opposite.
Opposite.
If it's silver tinsel, no clear lights has to be colored lights.
Yeah.
You're going no tinsel, I'm good with clear lights.
Let's talk about lighting the lamp.
All right.
I see something sitting next to you as well.
What? Oh, yeah. I don't know if this is ready to be announced or not.
Oh.
This is the thing that we all came up with yesterday. The Elf on the Shelf thing. But I don't know if we're going to reveal. We have to do some work on it before we reveal. This is another Twitch contest.
Yes.
See how I'm over-serving the Twitch people? All right.
We're a little bit
behind. Let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
I know why you didn't shine. I'm all right, buddy. Go ahead. That is the greatest artist of all time, the Gay Oat. Bruce Springsteen and born in the USA.
I thought that was Two Live Crew.
No, that was not Two Live Crew, Wiggy. Leads this morning brought to you by Ketch's Law Group. Ketch's has had the backs of New England's construction workers since 1986. You pay nothing unless they win. So if you've been injured, get a free evaluation when you call 508-321-7000 or when you visit ketcheslaw.com. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Greg, we did it! The USA got the win yesterday versus Iran. Massive, massive win for the United States. And we move on to the knockout stage. The Netherlands is a very beatable team. The U.S. can advance here. They can continue to move forward in this tournament. It's going to come down to the, you know, hopefully, injury-wise, Josh Sargent will be okay. Christian Pulisic will be okay. And if that's the case, this team is capable of moving forward. They're a very defensive team. I understand why people get bored. Mm-hmm. I understand Curtis and Wiggy aren't huge fans of the sport, but the last 15 minutes of that game is the most tense you feel in sports. When you have a lead, you cannot give up a goal, and it is just constant pain because the ball goes into the offensive zone, and the clearing of the ball is worse than being on the penalty kill in the final 2 minutes of the game, up a point. Like, this is the stress is insane, but I love every second
of
it.
How far away are they? That's all I care about. How many more games do they have to play in order to get to the championship?
So now you're in the final 16. So
what's that mean?
Five games?
That's
five
a
wins?
Sweet 16, right, so you need three more wins to get to the championship.
All right.
So four wins total.
Get on board, Wiggy. Oh,
and by the way, Shy, congratulations are in order.
How about loving your country?
I do love my country. It's the greatest country in the world.
All right.
But soccer is the most boring. Listen, I'd probably rather watch NASCAR.
Jump on the bandwagon.
Ugh, no, I
you
can't.
You would rather watch NASCAR?
Than soccer, yeah.
NASCAR just takes forever.
So does in soccer.
And all they do is turn around and left.
And it's so loud.
Soccer, I mean, how an interesting game you score one goal. The hell wants to watch
And by
that?
The way, speaking of one goal, Chris Scheim at 254. I was just a hair of a horse's left something away from cashing USA over 1.5 goals. And it's only been a half. Let's ride, boys. Daddy needs a goal.
Yeah, it was like, hey, you know what? I'll take the win, though. Win
you know
matters
what?
More than
so
anything.
So what, you had the over?
Yeah, I went over on the BetQL Boston podcast with Mike Mananski. I took USA money line, and I took the over 1.5 goals for Team USA.
I think you, Wiggy, pay close attention. I'm going to talk soccer here.
Okay.
The technical elements
we'll talk
of
some
it.
Footy? Yeah. Let's do it.
I think you kind of got screwed a little bit on that second goal because I don't believe that was offsides, and I don't know why did they not review that.
So they have, like a smart organization should, they have somebody upstairs immediately looking at replays and using the replay mechanics, like that line that they have, to determine whether he's offsides or not, and he can just buzz right down into the ref's ear and say, hey, we need to take a closer look, or no, he's good, you're good, you made the right call, just keep going.
Talk about the dumbest rule in soccer, the offsides rule.
Why?
Because you can't...
You can leave when the ball leaves.
No, but you can't be past, like, the last defender, some stupid...
Yeah,
like
you can't be past... I think they're going to eventually end up changing it, similar to the hockey, where you just have to be, like, any of your body part has to be behind the blue line to stay onsides kind of thing. I think they'll end up doing that at some point. Unfortunately, that's not how the rule is right now. So he was, in fact, offsides, which was sad.
All right. Shime, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. This is Jack Edwards. I apologize. We're looking for a better quality of it, but this was Pete Blackburn posted this on Twitter last night. Jack Edwards making fun of a Tampa Bay Lightning member. And Jack was doing the game for the Nesson and alongside Andy Brickley.
Listed at 238 pounds. That was day one of training camp. I got a feeling he's had a few more pizzas between then and now.
Yeah, that's before pregame.
Yeah, right. Fasting. Chris, inadvertent fasting for Pat Maroon is like 4 hours without a meal. But hey, three cups in a row, who can argue with his formula?
Yeah, yikes.
Really?
It's not even funny, Wiggy. And it's also,
stop it.
We, at the beginning of November, Shime had a great lead where it was all about Movember and men's mental health. I think that there's a whole thing where people think that men don't care. They're all tough. They don't care if you make fun of their weight. It's okay if you don't care. But I'm sure that there are a lot of people out there that do take something like that.
We are the same people that sit here and make fun of NBC for Cannon Mike Milbury, and now your panties are in a bunch.
I'm not saying he should lose his job. I just don't
because he's making fun of a guy that happened to put on a little bit of weight, and he happened to say, well, whatever he's doing has allowed him to play in, what, three Stanley Cups? We do it with baseball. We did it with Pablo Sandoval. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, my God,
I'm not asking
health.
For him to lose his job. I just didn't even think it was funny.
Yeah, but
it was.
That's
Curtis's whole point.
My point has nothing to do with the actual mental health element of this. It has to do with how he sounds. I think he's off. That's what I'm saying.
Curtis thinks he sounds off.
Yeah. All right, so you don't have an issue with him making fun of the guys.
No, people make fun of me all the time. I make fun of people, too. It's fun. It's America. God bless you.
I would like the fat jokes to stop that are directed.
Well, I take offense to that.
I always spell it P-H-A-T.
I was like, okay, that's fine.
I was like a fat good fat athlete. That's really good.
Yeah.
That was his point. Like, this guy's fat. He's been to three Stanley Cups. So, isn't that impressive? Who's the soccer player? John Daly. Wasn't he the fat one?
Yeah, he was the fat soccer player.
David Wells. Let's go.
Sometimes you get confused for Bartolo Colon.
I've been criticized as being the fat football player, and it's worked out good for me.
This hockey team is really good. They don't need a caricature calling games. And if he's not well, I hope to get him help. But either way, the situation last night was off. Very strange. Big game, Lightning, great team, coming to town. Bruins have now won 20 straight home games dating back to last year. Jack Edwards should never be the story.
What was the story about it? Like, because that's how Jack always is. Like, I don't get it.
There were other instances throughout the broadcast last night where he sounded even a little bit more different than usual.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's going on, but I have never liked his act. I find it to be tiresome. And I just thought last night was the latest and greatest example of that.
Well, it's been a long... How long has he been doing games for? I mean, it's got to be 20 plus years, right? At this point?
Oh, forever.
Yeah. I mean, maybe.
He's what? You think he was
a. Could there be a health thing involved or something like that?
You're speculating on by his voice, the way he sounded his voice. Yes, so, I mean. Yes.
All right. Curtis, thank you. We got to take a break.
Okay.
But we will have the leads of Courtney Cox and Dwayne Wiggins and yours truly coming up next. Coming up this morning at 7:20, they said it, and then the news with Courtney at 7:30, and at 8:20 on today's show, the great Matt Light. You notice Matt Light stopped coming on this show until Ken Laird was gone. I don't know if they had beef for a while during pandemic. Remember that, Curtis?
Oof.
They had big beef during
huge
the pandemic.
Huge beef. All the Dwight Freeney mentions.
Mm-hmm. And now that Ken has moved himself up in the organization, Light is back on the program.
So COVID's over now, too. So
yeah. So 8:20 on today's show, Matt Light. But we got to get to the rest of this morning's leads, and we begin with Courtney. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. Well, Tiger Woods talked to media from the Bahamas and was asked about if there is a path forward to someday have the PGA and Liv have a better relationship or work together. Mm-hmm. His response confused me.
But I think Greg has to go, first of all, and then obviously the litigation against us and then our countersuit against them. Those would then have to be at a stay as well. So then we can talk. We can all talk freely.
So that's what he had to say. This comes after Rory McIlroy from Dubai said that Greg Norman needed to go for them to ever have some path forward. Mm-hmm. So what you're telling me is what we've been talking about since LIV became a thing was that all of these PGA players wouldn't take the money, were mad about it because it was Saudi-backed.
Right.
And everybody was mad about going to LIV Tour events because it was Saudi-backed.
Yeah. Great point.
It doesn't have anything to do with that. It has everything to do with the fact that they don't like a 67-year-old guy.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, all the big names when it comes to PGA.
Why?
Just don't like Greg Norman for some reason. Mm. And that is the issue with LIV. It has nothing to do.
They don't like him because he disrupted the status quo. So they don't like him because he went out and created the LIV Tour.
Mm-hmm.
And that disrupted for those guys, for the big money guys.
But they all got more money thanks to the LIV Tour.
Exactly.
Everything is better.
And when you go back and you watch the families, which I can't even imagine, the families that lost loved ones in 9/11 that were protesting at different LIV Tour events, and then it became all about that, and Tiger and Rory and all the other ones jumped on board with that, when that's not their real issue. And so it's a big political shield that they've tried to put in front of it, when really, they're just two guys that don't like another guy. It's very high school mean girls.
Right, and Courtney, you are so spot on. And the entire media and the woke fans lapped it up. Oh, you watch the LIV Tour? They're backed by the Saudis. Do you see the relationships the PGA Tour has had and still has with Saudi-based organizations?
Yeah.
The people that sell their tickets, maybe you want to look into them. I mean, it's such a laughable stance that people took. And they blindly just said, yeah, we hate Saudis. We're with the PGA players. When the players never gave a damn about the oppression in Saudi Arabia or the behavior of their government. It was all about the treatment they got on the tour.
Well, we knew they didn't give a damn because Tiger Woods signed a $500 million contract with Nike.
Yeah.
So can we stop with this, like, you know, everybody wants to be woke nowadays?
But also, he's so sacrosanct. Is that the word?
That's what you want to call it.
Standing up there and demanding that Greg Norman be removed. The guy started it. He's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And sorry, I get it. You're Tiger Woods. But you don't get to, in America or elsewhere, you don't get to demand that somebody be removed from the tour that they started because you don't like the fact that they interfered with the way the status quo that you had prior to it. So good point, I think, Courtney. Thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So when you look, we talk about the Patriots and where they are, and is this team for real? I think these next six games, or at least the next five games, are going to be so critical for them because are we going to see Boogeyman 3.0, because you look at the next six games, five of these teams, or I would say four of these teams, are in the top 10 when it comes to offense. The Buffalo Bills, Miami Dolphins, Cincinnati Bengals, and even the Raiders. And now we've talked about this New England Patriots team being a team that's built on their defense. But the first game that we've seen them play against the real offense in the Minnesota Vikings, you know, I don't really count the first game of the season against the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. They struggled some. Now let's see what this defense really is about, because we put a lot of, you know, me as a fan, I feel like this is about your defense, and your defense is now really going to have some tests on these remaining six games where you look at and go, can this team carry them defensively, or do we run into, well, they were a good defense against bad offenses.
And we will get to see for the first time tomorrow night.
Well, we already saw it against Minnesota.
But you want a new defense. You want to see a new. You want this to be a new defense.
Well, I don't want to see the trend continue, right? Yeah. We don't want to see the trend continue against a solid quarterback and a good receiver core where, you know, you're giving up a ton of yards.
Greg, let's go to the game. I'll take the D. You take the fence. I love the people that bring those in the stands.
I think I'm going to stay home and watch because I like watching something where you can't change the channel at all during the broadcast.
Oh,
I think that's
right.
It's really
it's called having multiple devices, Greg.
Didn't we figure out, though, that they are going to be playing it locally?
I don't think that's true.
Yes,
I think
they are.
Are they?
Fox 25.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Right, good.
So it's the one Thursday here.
Are they going to break? Will Fox 25 break into the Patriots game to go live to the royal couple as they make their way around the city at some point?
The princess has seated at Stephanie's on Newbury.
All right, Wiggy. Thank you very much.
You got it.
This is really bothersome this morning, and so I would just like to ask a rhetorical question, and that is, when can people go back in this country and in this region to minding their own beeswax. I don't know where it began. My suggestion is it began during the pandemic when people felt emboldened to tell you how you ought to live your life. But what happened to a woman in Billerica this week is bothersome to me. And her name is Christine Whitehouse. And she's a disabled woman who lives in Billerica. And she's missing several fingers. She has a number of disabilities. And she cannot herself take care of her own yard. She's also on a fixed income, which makes it almost impossible for her to pay for somebody to take care of her yard. So this week, somebody who lives in her neighborhood took it upon themselves to leave a note in her mailbox Monday night that said, "Clean up your yard leaves. They blow all around."
Ugh.
And this unfortunately created, as it would, an anxiety-filled, stressful situation for this woman, Christine Whitehouse. Here she is talking about it.
Clean up your yard leaves. They blow all around. I'm just tired of fighting. I gotta fight medical stuff. Don't pick on me about something so petty. It's leaves, you know?
What's wrong with people?
God in heaven.
What happened to, like going over and helping your neighbor who you know and helping her clean her yard up?
Yeah. Can't use leaf blowers.
Yeah, I know.
Can we set up something so we can help her to pay for this?
We probably have, I bet we have countless landscaping individuals or companies that listen to the show who would help this woman. You want to do that?
Yeah, that's so heartbreaking.
Is it that many leaves? Isn't it? It's like Billerica. The houses are right on top of
it. Like, who gives a flying F if somebody's leaves blow into your yard? Like, go clean them up. Go out there and clean them up.
Send your kids over to do it.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, I'll give you $5 to go clean the neighbor's yard.
The sickest part about this is if it's a neighbor, they know that this woman is dealing with disabilities.
Well,
you know your neighbors.
They probably don't. They don't care to know their neighbors.
Right. Well, many people don't really talk to their
neighbors. I think that you know your neighbors and you know if they need help.
You should.
How many neighbors? Well, I guess you live in an apartment. Maybe it's
but
a little
when I lived in Lowell, I knew my neighbors. I knew which neighbors needed help. I knew which ones were elderly, you know.
I want to stay out of their business, like Greg said. I mean, it's not like she has, you know, four cars from the 1980s sitting out there on cinder blocks. And you're like, all right, lady, bring it down the property value.
Right. Crying out loud, Wiggy. Yeah. You're so right. Like, leave everybody else. Deal with your own ass. And leave everybody else alone.
But it goes.
You don't have a right to tell everybody how to live their lives every single day.
But it just goes back to the conversation that you have. The one thing I've learned is start talking to them and getting to know them. You open up a whole bunch of can of worms and now you're like, forget about it.
All right. Those are this morning's leads.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to help, you could DM us, you could call.
We already have a gentleman, Concrete God, in the Twitch chat said he would do it for free.
Good job, Concrete God.
Well, we'll see if we can get Christine on this morning and share the good news with her. All right, coming up at 7:20, They Said It on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.